Life on Mars. The amount of methane found on Mars keeps going up. More methane was recently found than ever before. This leads some of us to think there just might be a chance there is some kind of life on Mars. Wouldn't that be an incredible thing? It doesn't matter how small it might be, just that it was alive. I am not talking about microbes, but something a little more familiar like a Mars squirrel or rabbit. Oxygen was also found, not much, but a little. The strange part of this is the oxygen didn't act the way oxygen does on Earth. It seems there is a crater on Mars named Gale Crater. Above the crater the amount of oxygen rises and falls and scientists can't understand why. The Curiosity rover is creeping along on the crater floor and observing this. The atmospheric pressure on Mars also changes over the years. The entire atmosphere of Mars only contains 0.16% of the entire atmosphere, which is mostly carbon dioxide at 95%. The thing the scientists can't understand is oxygen rising and falling over the crater and even reaching 30% at times. Could this be an indication that there are oxygen pockets in or over other parts of Mars? This is an important question because it could be that indication we have all waited for. Why would I think this is so important? The answer to this question is simple: it might mean life could exist in pockets on the planet if it depended on oxygen. We shouldn't look at Mars and its attributes the way we look at Earth, however. The reason I say this is, alien life might not need oxygen to survive. There could be life based on other chemicals, and there might even be chemicals which we haven't discovered yet existing on Mars. Life can exist in caves, in water, on land and in the atmosphere. While some believe methane could be a sign of life, and it could be if the life was similar to life on Earth. On the other hand, life might exist which is not like life on this planet. The methane could be a result of some other function, or maybe not. There have been some who claim we are not being told the truth about the atmosphere on Mars. They said it may be able to support human life, or a human may only need a little more oxygen to be able to walk around. There are others who claim there is some sort of breathable atmosphere on Mars and it exists only about a couple of feet off of the surface, which would mean life on Mars would have to be small. I have seen several photos taken by NASA which when examined seem to show small life. One is a very famous photo of what looks like a rabbit, floppy ears and all. There have been photos by NASA which contain what many believe are rats, a tortoise, an iguana, and one looks like a frog. Are these images just strange-looking rocks, or are they either live or dead animals? Here is another question for you. While these images look convincing in some cases, there may be animals which either we wouldn't recognize. One photo even shows what looks exactly like a mouse scampering across the surface. If we do find familiar animals on Mars, they may not act the same and could be more dangerous. Take the case of a mouse. On the Earth, a mouse would run from us, and even if it attacked, it couldn't do much harm to us. But how do we know the same would be true for a mouse found on Mars, or whether is it poisonous or not? It could be that a tiny Mars mouse could be more deadly than any Earth animal. One of the problems I see with interpretation with the NASA Mars photos is just that, interpretation. I don't want to mention any names, but there is one so-called expert who claims to see life in all sorts of Mars photos, and yet many of them seem to be just rocks involved with strange shadows from other rocks and sunlight. It is so easy to mistake things in fields of rocks, and Mars has plenty of them. I have said many times, just look at a rock field on Earth and I am sure you will see things which your eyes interpret as animals, faces and other things. I have to wonder how many experiments have been made to inquire into the possibility life could breathe other compounds and still live without oxygen. One surprising discovery was that multicellular animals were found which could live without oxygen. They were found at the bottom of oceans where there was no oxygen. We are not talking about bacteria, but tiny animals. Why couldn't it be possible for bigger animals on other planets to not need oxygen either? The animals which were found looked like tiny jellyfish. That in itself is appropriate, since jellyfish are the most mysterious animals on Earth, and even one species is seen as being immortal. Yes, immortal. When it comes to oxygen, some believe other compounds would better fit life. I am sure you are wondering why I am saying this. Oxygen is a very corrosive gas and very combustible. As a matter of fact, oxygen in pure form killed Roger Chaffee, Virgil Grissel and Ed White when the atmosphere in their capsule exploded from a spark. A scientist recently came out about how oxygen damages human cell. Although oxygen therapy is good for certain treatments and people who have a hard time breathing. He states he conducted tests for over 3 years with oxygen and says oxygen plays a bad role in Parkinson's disease and other neurological disorders. He also states it could be the primary cause of plaque buildup in arteries feeding the heart. I only bring this up to show if life could exist without it, it might be much better off and have longer longevity. It is not understood why oxygen becomes toxic. There is a very strange photo which might indicate life exists on Mars. The photo is from NASA. It seems to be cropped from a much bigger photo. Here is the address of the photo called Pareidolia. It could be several life forms, or it could be something else, but it is interesting, so I listed the address below. See the article for the address. Are we going to find life on Mars? Or did we already find it and it is being kept secret?